Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to I'd Sooner Forget This, a podcast where guests share with you something from their pasts. Like when I was 15, I wrote a poem called 23, which went like this. Now look at me. Today's my 23rd birthday. I'm rich, no longer poor. But with you, I still can't score. I'm 27 and none of that stuff has happened. I'm Daryl Smith and with me today is comedian and podcaster John McInnes.
Hello.
John, just very quickly, I did pronounce your surname right.
McInnes. Boom. You nailed it.
All right. That's good.
A lot of people don't nail it. You nailed it.
Surnames stress me out because I
just... Because you're a Smith.
Yeah.
People are always getting it wrong.
Exactly that.
Smith.
So, John, what have you brought with you today?
This will be hard to explain all in one, but like a student council presidential campaign that I ran... In 2007, I think. So a number of like posters that are trying to entice people to vote for me as student council president for Glasgow Caledonian University.
And I think it's important to know what the name of the campaign was.
Mm. The greatest political campaign ever ran.
I think we should look at one of the posters before we find out about the context of this campaign that you went for.
Sure. Is there any you have a particular interest in knowing about?
I think the first one that we'll look at is the least offensive, I think. So, describe what we're looking at.
So, this is a technical drawing of a camshaft, which has like the sort of graphical communication design showing the insides of it, the various diameters. It's a mechanical drawing of a piece of metal. It says, unacceptable, vote for John. The number four, not four.
So, what I need to know is, were you being serious? Did you actually want to be president?
No, I didn't register to run. So, I guess the best way to describe this as it was... The year, 2007. The place, Glasgow Caledonian University. The cafeteria. I saw people putting up signs for, like, student president. People are running for student president. And that just made me mad. Because I have no respect for the idea of, like, student elections. Like, it seems... Certainly at the time, it seemed like an entirely worthless thing to do. Apart from, like, for a CV... But even then, that would be like putting on your CV, look at me, I'm a big nerd. So I just, for having such a healthy disrespect for the institution of democracy, I decided to just put up my own campaigns and run as a write-in candidate and hope that, on the assumption that almost nobody will vote, because this isn't like I'm a PhD student now, so I go to the University of Bristol. And they take student elections seriously. Like, there's a lot of people involved. The student union is big. Glasgow Caledonian University, I believe, is like 150th ranked in the UK. It's a small university. Nobody gives a shit at all. So just to waste some time, I started making, like, some comedic vote for John posters.
So are you putting these around the whole university?
Yes, including like lecture rooms and labs, like not just the cafeteria. Like places where there shouldn't be advertisements. Toilets, obviously. Men's and the ladies. You know, I'm going for both demographics.
Were people helping you do this?
Yes, me and some of my friends on my course, Steve. Shout out to Steve. He actually helped create a couple of these. Yeah, it was just something to distract us, but it took up a lot of our time because we put up like hundreds plus.
Did you have a feeling that you would like to win?
I thought that would be the funniest possible outcome, but I didn't think it would be a thing.
An important question to ask, did you win?
No, not even a bit. I don't think I was even mentioned in the others. Others won like 1%. I did not win. You should have saved that for the end. That would have been the big bombshell.
Well, I thought it was an important question to ask after looking at that that photo.
You think that hurt our campaign?
I would suggest exactly that.
Oh. I've not realised this.
So... Are there more? So you've given me about 10 of the posters that you produced. Did you make more than this?
Yeah, these are just the ones that my mate Steve like sent me. Like he found them on his phone. He was like, "Hey, remember that?" So we're like, "Oh yeah." And there are some that I'm certain we did, but aren't in that collection. It must have been ones that like I made, or ones that I made and didn't give to Steve. Because one of them I definitely remember was, like, there was somebody running who was like, Paddy for president. And then I put up a number of posters, was like, is Paddy associated with the IRA? I'm not saying that. I'm just asking questions. Vote for John.
Wow.
Which seems, again, wildly funny to see a name Paddy and assume that they're a part of the IRA.
Were you intentionally trying to cause offence?
Probably, yeah. Yes, in large part, yes. Not offence, more outrage.
So you kind of alluded to it before, but you were kind of trying to make the campaign look like a joke?
Yes.
As in, like, everyone else's, the whole thing of people voting for people to become president was a joke?
Yeah, that's largely actually still what I think about student elections. They're so stupid. There's no actual power to each student president. Like, it seems so stupid to put a lot of effort into that kind of thing. I was trying to undermine a democratically elected position. And in that sense, I achieved everything I wanted for this campaign. In other senses, there were negative outcomes. I'm sure a lot of people were offended by some of these campaigns, some of these posters.
And did you not get into any form of trouble for doing it?
No. One lecturer was annoyed that we put it up in his laboratory.
Did he know that it was you guys who put it up?
I mean, he couldn't make anything stick, but he clearly assumed it was us. I mean, I did put my name on it. But there are other Johns, which is my justification. Like, other people are called John.
Oh, you were just putting your name down as John for all of it.
Mm.
So, could people even vote for you? I mean, I know that you...
People could never vote for me. There was a write-in candidate section, and you can vote John in that part. I don't know what happens if John wins. I feel like everybody called John at that point has won.
Yeah. Just take turns, so long as you're called John.
Exactly.
Have a go. So let's look at another one of these photos. Explain what we're looking at here.
Here we have the iconic Arnold Schwarzenegger in his role as the Terminator. At the top of that image is, I need your clothes, your boots, and your vote. At the bottom, just says John. We didn't even put vote for at this point. It seemed... If you didn't know there was an election happening, it would have been very confusing.
So there was a group of you all making these?
Mainly me and Steve, but also Ian a bit. Just people who were on our course. Engineers. Such lads. I put up the first couple, and then they realised they also could do that, but would not put their own names on, so came up with their own ideas and put up posters.
And just went under the bracket of John.
Under the generic bracket of John.
So at the time, how did you feel about the posters that you were making?
Slightly nervous, but mostly just having a laugh. I wasn't really doing comedy at this point. Like, this was my comedic output at this point. Nowadays, probably more ashamed of it, more than anything. But I like that I tried to do something. I had a real purpose, which was not offending people, but like using offensive comedy to undermine democracy.
And were you doing anything else similar to this at the time?
No, not really. No, this was the outright everything that I was doing in terms. Well, I've never ran for office, if that's what you're implying. This was my only political campaign.
I meant more like, say, comedic posters or any kind of comedy output.
I was into serious music at this point. I was way more doing music. I did like did a tour of the UK with a band. Not a tour of the UK. Went to London and then a couple of places outside London, and that was it.
What kind of music?
Sad folk music. And in that tour, in that band, I played in one gig, or like in most gigs, but like for that one band, they're like drums, organ, bass, and guitar all in one gig. I was kind of a utility player in that band, so it was fun.
Wow. Mm. So how long did you do that for?
I did music for years. I was in that band for only about a year. Until probably I moved down to England, then left all my bandmates behind, then did my own stuff a little bit. Then it just became too much work.
So you don't play anymore?
I mean, I still play, but I don't make my own music or anything. Not really. I've got some albums in the oven, but I'm never going to finish them.
What, so you've recorded stuff or you've written stuff and you're never going to...
Mm.
Well, at the moment you're not pursuing finishing it.
I'm not pursuing them actively. I've just got a bunch of like takes and demos. I've got a bunch of takes for an album and demos for the album after it.
Why did you stop?
It's just too hard. It's just too hard to do it yourself. It's not super hard. I just get more interested, I guess, in comedy and like spending that time on music. Music is a... Like, it's harder to quantify how you're doing in music, I would say, because another friend of mine who does pretty much the same thing and has been releasing his own album for like 8 years in a row, he's really good. He releases excellent albums. He's really good musically. He's a good songwriter, good singer. Like, if there was a level beyond, like below getting signed, he would be at it. But I'm just like, that's so much work to release an album every year, trying like clamber for gigs and stuff. Like after 8 years, like I'd just be so annoyed. I also did music mainly as like for my own benefit rather than like for other people. Like I was interested like in what I wanted to do, but I had like an aggressive dislike of the idea that I would write something that people liked. So that isn't conducive of like performing like to an audience.
Do you still apply that kind of attitude to like comedy?
Yes, to some extent. I think I've toned it down a little bit, but I do that in my comedy. If I've got like a stupid idea and I can't not do it, then I'll do it. Even if I know going into it is not going to work. It just feels like good to... But there's so much less... work. You're a comedian. I see several guitars on the wall behind you. I assume you know the world of music and comedy. It feels like comedy, you can go out and do it a bit easier than music. Like, you have to craft jokes, but like writing like a good joke takes less time than writing like a good song, I would probably say.
I'd say with music as well, if you're in a band, you've got to organize yourself
yeah.
around loads of other people. You've got loads of stuff to bring with you to places. Whereas, you know, doing stand-up, you can kind of just turn up somewhere and normally they've got a mic and a PA.
Yeah.
Not always, not always. The level we're at. But,
sometimes just a corner on a bar. Just a corner on a bar. Yeah. No light difference. Just stand there and talk at people.
I've been stand in front of the bar is the most interesting one. Or come into this church. We don't have drinks. the first act before you is a dog.
And he's killing. Fucking love this dog. He's the headliner.
that day with the dog was. I was like, oh, I think I might quit. Genuinely, I was like, this, do I want this?
I can't follow that dog.
I can't follow a dog.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But going back to this, does it feel like your kind of style of comedy, what you like to do, is prevalent in these posters?
Probably not now. Back then. So, like, I did music for ages, and that was a lot of effort. It's expensive too. But I always had, like, a strong interest in comedy. Like, this is interesting to me now, because I meet a lot of students who are doing comedy when they're, like, 18, 19, 20. Back then, like, the idea of doing comedy wasn't even a thing in my mind. Like, that's such a strange idea back then, that you would do comedy. Like, I was a massive fan of, like, Seinfeld and, like, Mr. Show and, like, great sketch shows and improv comedy. But this was, like, the sum total that I could imagine doing comedy, which was, like, putting up silly posters with almost no context. For the amusement of me and maybe one or two other people who go like, oh.
Did you want people to look at them? And was your hope that people would find them funny?
Yes. My hope was that people who I would be on the same page with comedically would find it funny, but people who I wasn't on the same page with would, like, be confused and hate it. That's probably the intention of it. To be funny to people who I would get along with. Like, some of them are just confusing, and that's funny to me. Like, vote for me, here's a really confusing image that it does not relate to politics in any way, shape, or form. That's probably the overall point of it. Like, let's make fun of student elections. Here are some silly things. If you think it's funny, hey, like, here's a really funny thing. If you don't think it's funny, this is going to confuse you and alienate you. And in that sense, yes, it is probably still true to some extent to my comedy, that I do a lot of stuff which is for people who I'm on the same page with. If they don't like it, then they're probably going to feel quite alienated, which is a bummer for me and them.
We should look at another one of these. Which one would you like to look at?
Let's go to the float iron ram one.
So what are we looking at here?
So this is just like a map of a zoo, I believe, but it's like a kind of comedic map. And there's like specific areas like coffee shop, restrooms, coyotes, Siberian tigers, like lots of specific parts of a zoo. At the top it just says vote for John. At the bottom it says, and all of this goes away.
Did you make, or is this something that you ripped off the internet, or is this something you made?
I think that's from like Ask Jeeves, which of course is what you would use before Google.
At the time, did you share these on social media?
Social media wasn't really a thing in 2007.
There was MySpace.
There was MySpace. I may have posted it to MySpace, but it wasn't like, social media was much less of a thing in terms of like a local sense. Like, I would use a lot of social media for, like, talking to people in other countries. Like, there wasn't... I feel very old saying this. It was like, in my day, social media, there wouldn't be, like, a Glasgow scene for, like, MySpace. There'd be some people you know on MySpace, but it wouldn't be, like, random people would find your thing. So, no, we didn't really do social media. Again, the effort level was, like... Let's print out, like, our maximum print budget and just, like, put these up everywhere.
Because you said you printed off a lot of these.
100 plus.
So, how are you paying for that?
Oh, like, with credits.
So it was, the university was paying for it? Or you?
No, we had to pay for it. But we already had, like, a part of it was that, for some reason, I had a lot of, like, printing credits at Glasgow Cali. I think it was because... Like, it was something to do with, like, binding a thesis. I put, like, way too much money in that I needed. Like, I thought I needed a colour print for, like, 40 pages, and I didn't. I needed, like, black and white, which just turned out that I had, like, £4 or £5 in this thing, which is nothing because it was, like, 10 pence or, like, 5 pence to print stuff. So I was just like, let's print as many of these posters as we can with all of my printing budgets.
And the university itself, did you like going there?
Kind of. There's an interesting story that in second year, I think, like a lot of people did, I don't think it was just in one subject, but basically like the class was doing pretty abysmally. Like a number of people had to reset stuff. And then the course director, Willie McKee, like, came into, like, our project class, I think, sat us all down and was like, boys, they're thinking about closing down the course. And, like, had this serious conversation. It was like, you've got to work harder. And, like, people enjoyed the course to some extent. Actually, a lot, I really did enjoy the course. It was fun. It was fun and it was good. Like, it was actually... very useful in terms of like wanting to do engineering, but Glasgow Kelly isn't the best university. It's not great at teaching certain subjects. Maths in particular, they're really bad at. They're also really bad at mechatronics, which is a thing that nobody really knows what it is, but they're not good at that. A lot of people failed that course. Yeah, like it was a good course. People enjoyed it. It was kind of hard, but the projects classes were fun.
So why did you go to that university in particular?
It was the closest to the bus stop.
Were you travelling from home? From your parents' home?
Yeah. Well, that's not the entirety of the justification. Like, I went to it because I couldn't get into better universities. There, I was a real dum-dum. I'm still a real dum-dum. Like, especially in terms of, like, passing exams. And that course was, like, basically kind of what I wanted to do, but I had, like, the UCAS credits to get into it, so that's most of the reason I went to it.
So we'll look at a couple more of your posters. So we're looking at this one, which is in black and white. What does it say?
Top banner, of course, vote for John. In the middle is an image of Nikola Tesla at Westinghouse testing some kind of electrical thing. Massive sparks are flying, and he's just sitting below it, nonplussed, very casual. And at the bottom is my campaign promise. Vote for John and implement campus-wide electrical surges. So I was really exploiting my engineering background at this point. Like, I was about to say they know I'm an engineer. They don't know who I am. They probably don't know anything about this. But this was yet another promise, which I was like, I wonder if people will vote for me based on this.
Yeah, I can't say. I'd worry about anyone who would have looked at any of these and thought, okay, finally, someone's going to bring Tesla coils into the university.
Yeah, someone's finally promised campus-wide electrical surges. I'm saying these building-only electrical surges. Ah, like, I want the whole campus down.
On the actual election day, when it was announced...
I cast my vote for me.
Did you?
Of course I did.
Did you, go to the announcement?
I didn't go to the announcement. They had a webpage where they updated it, and I was waiting for them to tell me what the percentage of write-in votes was. And it was, 1%.
Was it really?
It was 1%, that kind of thing.
Which I'm assuming was you and
me, the
Simon.
People in here. Yeah. Simon Lapham. Yeah.
How do you feel about the whole campaign now?
If I could do it again, would I? Of course.
And are you happy that you did it?
I mean, yeah, sure. It seemed like there's a sort of element of offensive humor and random humor in it, which I'm not super proud of anymore. I'm like, I'm not, offended by it, but I'm like, come on, John. You're better than that, hopefully. So I feel like it's not very emblematic of what I actually think is funny. But I'm happy that that's the first thing that I really did in any public thing in the sense of comedy. It's kind of like, have you ever listened to a tape of your very first stand-up?
Yes.
This is kind of like that for me, where I'm like, sure, I'm proud that I did that to some extent. It's not that good. It's not good. But, it's a step, and I'm happy with that step.
And what would... I think you slightly alluded to it then, but what would you say to yourself if you could go back and speak to yourself now? Back when you were making these... Just before the implementation of these posters, what would you say to yourself?
I'd probably say... You know what, John? You can go and do stand-up comedy instead of doing this. I'd probably suggest to not use your own name on it. Invent a name. Why not invent a name? Vote for Zorn. That seems like a better idea. I would probably say, you know what? Go out and make those posters and put them up.
Are you happy that you shared this with me?
Am I happy to have shared it? I guess. I'm not ashamed of this. This seems like a silly prank. A silly humorous prank. Not gone awry. It didn't result in me being expelled or anything. It didn't get me elected, but I also wasn't looking to get elected. So it did everything I wanted it to do, which was almost nothing.
Right, John, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Mm-hmm. If people would like to hear more from you, how can they do so?
Good question. Go to my Twitter, I guess. That's a good starting point. At Lybot, LYEBot, LYEBot. Or go to my podcast at Interesting Choice. No, at HMM Choice. Can't remember my own podcast Twitter handle. At HMM Choice.
And what's your podcast about?
Me and my co-host Martin, we listen to kind of bad albums or weird albums, get a comedian on, and then usually make fun of it, but not just make fun of it, point out how crazy it is. So we listen to awful albums like the Black Eyed Peas, which is truly the worst album, and really great albums like Neutral Milk Hotel, which is a great album, but it's really weird. Or Captain Beefheart.
John, thank you so much for joining me. This has been I'd Sooner Forget This. I've been Daryl Smith. If you get a chance, why not give this podcast a review on iTunes or your preferred podcast platform? five stars, obviously, is what you need to give it as well. And go to the Facebook page, I'd Sooner Forget This, where you'll be able to see some of the most offensive posters ever created. thank you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.